To Florida now. On Saturday, an underwater excavation is set to begin at the port of Miami. The shipping channel will be dredged and deepened. That's to accommodate larger cargo ships that are expected with the expansion of the Panama Canal. Now, the shipping channel also happens to be home to a thriving coral reef. NPR's Greg Allen recently joined a group of scientists on an urgent mission to save as many corals as they can before the excavation begins.
A lab just off the Miami River has become the base for an unusual life-saving operation.
So this is a cactus coral. This is a Mycetophilia. It's about 10 inches in diameter. It's a pretty unusual coral, one that is definitely should not be destroyed.
Throughout the Atlantic and Caribbean, coral reefs are protected. Even scientists aren't allowed to take coral from the wild without special permits. But in Biscayne Bay, with underwater excavation just days away, 32-year-old Colin Ford and a small group of marine researchers are racing the clock.
They're calling these corals of opportunity, essentially, you know, corals that are living in a place that is slated to be, you know, destroyed for an infrastructure, government infrastructure project. They basically allowed us to go in at the last minute and try to rescue all of the smaller corals that have been left behind.
Ford's company, Coral Morphologic, researches Florida's coral reefs and documents them through film and multimedia. Working under a state permit, he and other divers are transplanting the corals they save to an artificial reef a few miles away. On a small boat, Ford and three other researchers motor down the Miami River into Biscayne Bay, slowing at one point to make way for a manatee. This is a working port with massive freighters and cruise ships coming and going. Ford says it also turns out to be good habitat for coral.
We're finding brain coral, we're finding boulder corals, the mountainous star coral. We are finding about four or five species of corals that just this past year were proposed to be listed on the endangered species list, and they're all growing out there.
The boat speeds past huge gantry cranes unloading container ships at the port, past condos and sunbathers on Miami Beach, another 2 miles out into the bay.
We're about to come up on the edge, the south side of the third reef tract.
In the middle of the channel here on the previous day, divers spotted some large corals. They've come back to rescue them.
Do you want me to first kind of put you over the spot?
As Ford maneuvers the boat, port officials pull up in another boat to warn the crew that a freighter is coming, headed right through the spot where they're diving. They're told they have 20 minutes.
Okay, that's all we need. They have corals from yesterday that they had to abandon. They're just going to get the corals and we're going to get out.
As the boat bobs in a choppy 3-foot sea, Sam May, a junior at the University of Miami, pulls on his wetsuit and diving gear.
The depth is not what's exceptionally challenging about here. It's the fact that it's such a busy waterway. And we have to time it correctly around the currents. Otherwise, we have this huge 5 to 6 knot current that flows through.
May and another diver go into the water with big baskets attached to buoys. Within a few minutes, Ford and another crew member haul in the baskets. Inside are 30-pound corals, nearly 2 feet in diameter.
We should not be destroying corals that are that huge.
With a freighter bearing down, Ford begins motoring the boat back to the lab. Diver Sam May says these are some of the largest corals he's handled, and there are still more to be rescued.
We got to the end of the dive, and there's still some of the biggest ones are still down there, which is a huge shame.
Rough weather this week has hampered the crew's work. Weather permitting, Ford says they'll be out every day, saving as much coral as possible until Saturday, when excavation is set to begin. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.